There were 4 seconds before each of those taps, and every 4 seconds, a person in the world gets caught in slavery. That's how frequently it happens, and that's what we're talking about tonight. There is a certain urgency about talking about modern slavery because of the extent of it, and also because of the fact that everything that we delay means more people are caught in slavery. My name is Fuzz Kiddo. I'm one of the national co-directors of Stop the Traffic Coalition, and together with Oxfam, we're working with the amazing emergence of War on Slavery that you see here, with Jane and Becky doing a phenomenal job bringing good experience from the past in this area. You've been seeing some of the faces and some of the facts about modern slavery. And it is about people. It's about Aditi, who in India got taken as a junior teenage into a scheme which was a cover for modern slavery, who was affected, who's now suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, as every slave that we have met and every ex-slave that we have met goes through. It destroys and dehumanizes their personhood. We are looking at the ways that we can be involved in making a difference. And the great part is we have a capacity, we have a power, and we have ways now, particularly with the Modern Slavery Acts going through the New South Wales Parliament and going through the Federal Parliament, to look at ways that we together might express the values that we've held so high in Australia about what it means to be a human being and the way we treat people and the relationship to work. It is a privilege to be able to do something that affects so many people's lives together. The group that we've affected so much, and of course who were also caught in slavery, were the Indigenous people of Australia, and we wanted to acknowledge that we are meeting on the land of the Galagal people of the Eora Nation, and we give respect to the elders and the leaders past and present and emerging, and thank them for the custodianship that they have given to this land that we benefit so much from. Laws are passed to express the values of a country, of a society, and of a nation. And so with the passing of the Modern Slavery Acts, we have had a chance to express them in a way, but it's not just about the law, it's the spirit of the law. It's what we intend to do with this and what's important to us, which becomes so critically important for us to realise that in the future, things will not be as they are. What sort of future are we creating together as people, as nations, as organisations, businesses and governments? And so that's what we're looking at tonight. We want to thank Adam Searle, who's hosting us here. So what we want to do tonight is to hear from some speakers, and one of the key people, of course, is Kevin Hyland, and we are so thankful that Kevin was able to give us the time, the experience that he has had in the UK in helping formulate the 8.7 Coalition out of the development goals, and for his role now in lobbying with the G20 and speaking to so many people around the world. Kevin, your name is so well known and your fame goes way before you, and we look forward to hearing the wisdom and the things that you're going to be sharing with us this afternoon. So to start off with, what I want to do is to invite Adam Searle to come and to give us a greeting, and then he will introduce Professor Jennifer Byrne, who is the Interim Commissioner for Modern Slavery with New South Wales. So will you please welcome Adam Searle.
Thanks for that introduction. I'd like just to commence by also recognising that we meet on the traditional lands of the Eora people of the Gadigal Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, and we recognise that it's is now and always has been Aboriginal land. We're meeting in the oldest parliament in Australia. The Legislative Council, where I and a number of other people in this room sit, was in fact the first parliament, not just in New South Wales, but in Australia. I'd like to recognise Paul Green, the former member of the Upper House, who is here. Paul, of course, was the sponsor of the modern slavery legislation that is yet to come into force and effect in New South Wales, and I'll come back to that point. But Paul and the Honourable Greg Donnelly, MLC, who's also here tonight, both contributed significantly to the Social Issues Committee inquiry into human trafficking, which in many senses laid down the foundation of the work that became the modern slavery legislation. So it's good also to have Greg here. The current chair of the Social Issues Committee, the Honourable Shane Mallard, is here. The Reverend Fred Nile, the leader of the Christian Democratic Party, also from Paul Green's party. And two other of my Labor colleagues, the Honourable Walt Secord, MLC, Labor's Shadow Treasurer here in New South Wales, and Dr Hugh McDermott, MP, the Member for Prospect, who has a recognised interest and expertise in money laundering, organised crime, and other such savoury matters. So, of course, his interest in modern slavery should be of surprise to nobody. Kevin does need no introduction. He has a recognised international standing when it comes to the issues of modern slavery. It's a strange term because, in fact, there's nothing really modern about it. It's age old, and despite being made illegal all around the world, it's never seemed to have been more present than it is today, which is shameful, shameful for all countries. And the good thing that you can take from a room as full as this on an afternoon such as this is that there is a determination across civil society, business groups and politicians to take action to stamp these terrible set of practices out. Kevin, of course, has got a wealth of experience in law enforcement before he became the UK's first anti-slavery commissioner. We meet today in the week that the Modern Slavery Act should have been brought into force and effect here in New South Wales. And of course, the federal legislation came into force on the 1st of January. The legislation was introduced into Parliament by the Christian Democratic Party, a crossbench party, not part of the government or the opposition. But they persuaded the other parties to support it. It went through Parliament with all parties' support. It is regrettable it hasn't come into effect. The government says there are legal difficulties or technical difficulties that need to be ironed out by a further inquiry in the Social Issues Committee. We look forward to the Minister's reference when it finally comes forward to see what those issues are. But from my party's perspective, can we say we have no intention of walking away from our commitment to the Modern Slavery Act? We did say at the time it was weak and should have been significantly improved. We didn't push for that because of the need to secure cross-party support. But if these matters do come back to the Parliament, we reserve our right to have some more to say about it. Jennifer Byrne is the interim anti-slavery commissioner here in New South Wales. Perhaps an unenviable job in the current circumstances, but she's a professor of law at UTS, has worked in this space since 2003 at least. And of course, the former head of Anti-Slavery Australia, a research and policy centre at UTS, which provides legal representation to victims of modern slavery. Please give Jennifer a warm welcome.
Kevin Harland, welcome. It's been a pleasure catching up with you again. There are now more than 40 million people living in conditions of modern slavery around the world. And of the 40 million, 25 million are subjected to forced labour. 15 million are victims of forced marriage. There are a staggering 25 million people living in the Asia-Pacific region in modern slavery on Australia's doorstep. And this number, more than the population of Australia, is astronomical. It's almost too big to fathom, but when you think about it as 25 million people rather than just conceptualising a big number, things start to get heartbreaking. Among APEC's 25 million modern slaves are mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, grandfathers and grandmothers, cousins, families. People who have favourite foods, favourite music, people with talents and skills, people who can smile, people who love. All are forced into misery. No one chooses modern slavery. And we need to keep that sentiment close when we start thinking about the 40 million modern slaves in the world today. Slavery is not a choice, but it's a harsh and devastating reality. The New South Wales and the Australian governments recognised the devastation that modern slavery causes around the world and legislated to reduce our risks of this country and this state being complicit in these crimes against humanity. These acts are so significant. And as a result of these acts, in many ways, Australia and New South Wales has leapt into a position of global leadership. And you might be thinking that in a developed and democratic country like Australia, or a state like New South Wales, could there possibly be modern slaves? People living in our state, this prosperous state, in slavery. Well, there are. Modern slaves exist here, right here in New South Wales. And no one deserves this. And I feel so strongly about eradicating these harsh forms of human exploitation, because over the last two decades I have met and represented hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men, women and children living in modern slavery in New South Wales. Working as their lawyer, I have heard the stories firsthand and I've seen the pain that it causes and continues to cause. It's unfair, it's tragic, and in many cases it's random, being in the wrong place at the wrong time, taking a chance when it was not wise to take a chance, meeting the wrong people. So as the Interim Anti-Slavery Commissioner for New South Wales, I've got a specific role, which is to usher in a new era in New South Wales, a new era of commercial and public understanding about modern slavery. So I am tasked with implementing the legislation that requires companies in New South Wales that have a turnover of between 50 million up to 100 million to report on the modern slavery risk in their supply chain and operations. I will also oversee how victims of modern slavery are supported in New South Wales. Many are not Australian citizens and will not speak out against their perpetrators for fear of deportation. But research and experience tells us that anyone can be at risk. Vulnerable groups, women, refugees, children, migrant workers, people in occupations where there's a low visibility, and homeless people. The New South Wales Act is significant and it is leading. It establishes mechanisms to support modern slavery. And I'm gesturing to Paul Green because, as Adam Searle noted, Paul is the MP or the member of the upper house here who was behind the introduction of the New South Wales Modern Slavery Act. So the Act establishes a commissioner to raise awareness of modern slavery and promote its abolition. It ensures that victims will have access to support. It requires New South Wales government agencies to take reasonable steps to ensure that goods and services procured with taxpayer money are not the product of modern slavery. Government agencies will need to report annually on the risks of modern slavery in their procurement supply chains. And this is an opportunity for New South Wales to lead by example. This legislation is significant in Australia and around the world. The emphasis on public procurement is critical and part of a global realisation that to stop modern slavery in the world, we need coalitions, like coalitions here of civil society and business, but also government. And collectively, we really do have the potential to end modern slavery. So I'm proud to be working with colleagues in government procurement to elaborate the meaning of reasonable steps in procurement. And this is a very complex task, I found. But, you know, the will is there. And I've seen through meetings with many government procurement officers that they want to take this responsibility and give it effect to do what they can do within their remit to end modern slavery. Now, on the 19th of June, Minister Harwin announced his intention to refer the Act, an amendment bill, and the draft regulations to the Standing Committee that will be chaired by the Honourable Shane Mallard. In consultation with stakeholders, we identified that there are a number of issues with the Act, and we've discussed these with Paul. So we've developed an amendment bill that will seek to make sure that the Act gives the full effect, reflects the intent behind the legislation. But there hasn't yet been an opportunity for consultation, so the Parliamentary Committee will provide that opportunity. And I encourage every single person here to participate in this parliamentary inquiry. It is absolutely critical. I will be convening briefings about the Act, the Amendment Bill, and the draft regulations, and I encourage you to contact us, and I can provide those details if you'd like to register for one of the briefings. So I'm proud to have the job of implementing the New South Wales Modern Slavery Act, and I believe it gives us the tools to prevent modern slavery in supply chains and provide support to victims of these terrible crimes. Thank you.